Welcome to the Cartsaloni Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of writers and artists from around the world, as published in Cartsaloni.com, the online literary magazine. I'm Dave Bonta, and I'm here with my co-editor, Beth Adams, talking via Skype about an image by a regular contributor, Steve Wing, the visual artist and writer whose work reflects his appreciation for the extraordinary and ordinary days and places. He lives in Florida, where he takes dawn photos on his way to work in an academic institution. The title of this piece is Yoga Center Wall. Beth, would you like to describe it for us?
Yeah, I have the impression that this is something that Steve sees often as he walks to work. And it's a sign on a painted right on a white clapboard wall. And following along one of these clapboards horizontally, we have a painted leaping frog, a green frog, and then the words, follow your bliss, and a blue arrow pointing to the right. So I think what we've got here, Dave, is a cliched version of a phrase that appeared in the 1980s and has become by now kind of watered down, dumbed down, and a part of popular culture. But let's look back at where the phrase came from.
That was Joseph Campbell originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Joseph Campbell, and I believe that the popularity of his thought arose from a series of that he did with Bill Moyers, The Power of Myth. And Campbell's phrase, follow your bliss, became a household word, a catchphrase in America, because this idea really caught on. It's not essentially something new, and Campbell said that he came to the idea of this idea of bliss from Sanskrit, where there are three terms which he says represent the brink, the jumping off place to transcendence. And those are the words sat, which means being, chit, meaning consciousness, and ananda, meaning bliss or rapture. Campbell said, I don't know whether my consciousness is proper consciousness or not. I don't know whether what I know of my being is my proper being or not. But I do know where my rapture is. So let me hang on to rapture, and that will bring me both my consciousness and my being. And he insisted that that worked. And I think it has worked for a lot of people. What Campbell meant originally was by rapture was what we're passionate about, and that we need to look inside ourselves and figure out what that is. But then in kind of typical 80s fashion, I guess it became bliss. And then it became sort of whatever you want to do, follow your bliss.
Yeah, and didn't it also kind of feed into this, what we call New Age thinking, developing during the 80s into a kind of this spiritual but not religious discourse that says, among other things, that where you are in life is kind of where you're supposed to be if you're truly maximizing your potential and self-actualizing, and whatever the catchphrase is, follow your bliss became a kind of a roadmap to that, and taken to an extreme, even to the point where people say, very much as some Pentecostal Christians do, that if bad things are happening to you, that's your fault. Not because you're not right with Jesus, but because you're not sufficiently in touch with who you're really supposed to be. You're not following your bliss.
But it's interesting that something that originally was, or really were words of power for a lot of people, I think when you first get this idea that you really need to look at what you feel passionate about, whether it's poetry or art or being out in nature, what is it that really gets to your core and makes you happy and has made you happy since you were a child even? That's a very powerful thing. But I'm not sure that the phrase follow your bliss has any power in it anymore at all.
No, but I think the image is a powerful one because of the sheer absurdity of it. You know, you've got the frog over the left, whatever it's supposed to represent. It's a pretty humorous thing. But then the arrow on the right suggesting that you follow your bliss as long as it's over that way.
Which is, I think, what an awful lot of people want. They want to be told where their bliss is.
Right, right. And for a final ironic note, there's an electric line that bisects the sign coming into the house right between bliss and the arrow. So clearly there is some energy going in or out there. Whether it's cosmic energy or kundalini, I don't know.